Now, I was asking you already if you know all about credit scores and CRB. Caliph, you said, yes, you do. You have a bit of an understanding on it. But Catherine, my girl, you are lost.com. So this is why we have a very important interview that's going to be going down today with Kamau Kunya. He's a current regional manager for East and Southern Africa and, of course, Credit Info Group, a credential reference bureau headquartered in Iceland. But it actually has 45 countries under their belt. Now, Mr. Kunya has a great expertise in credit information and, of course, decision-making and risk management as well. 16 years experience in credit information and information management services at senior management level. So he knows how to help me and how to help you too when it comes to your credit score.
Absolutely. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. I think let's start really easy, and maybe you can let us know, what is the Credit Reference Bureau?
Well, it's fairly simple. All it is basically is a platform that allows lenders to share the information on the customers they're lending to.
Mm-hmm.
And on this platform, we collate all that information under each individual's profile. So you can imagine, say, in Kenya, you've got your 40-odd banks, and I'm borrowing from 3 or 4 of them. Now, without a bureau, you'd never know where I've borrowed from any one of those 40-odd banks.
Mm-hmm.
And that information will just not be available for you to view. But what happens is that the bureau is a platform where all these banks can share that information and then put on one profile under my name the borrowings that I have from the 3 different banks.
Okay.
So it's as simple as that.
So is that a CRB listing? What's a CRB listing?
So that would be what you'd refer to as a listing. So
okay.
Each loan that has been reported would be a listing that has been reported by a financial institution or a credit lender in
okay.
the market.
So then, so what are these terms like backlisting or positive listing and negative listing? What is that?
So that's more colloquial language in the market when people say blacklisting to try and insinuate a bad thing. But
right.
in the industry, we try and avoid such, you know, negative terminology. So, but blacklisting, we would refer to as a negative listing. So
okay.
A negative listing was a listing where a particular account has gone into default. So you've gone past the agreed payment terms of that facility.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's within the terms of the facility, we refer to that as a positive listing.
Okay.
So listing is divided into either it's positive or negative.
Okay. Yeah. I think, Anne, you said you had a personal experience with...
Don't expose me. But yes, you are right. In just a bit, we're going to be talking about how to get from a negative listing to a positive one, what a credit score means and why it's important to you as well. You can keep sending in your questions on 0701-984-984. Sony, thank you for that one.
Ida with I Cry. He really should be talking about how I feel when I look at my finances because, let me tell you, they're a little bit in shambles, but we're here to solve that because we're with Mr. Kamau Kunya, the regional manager of East and Southern Africa Credit Info Group, and we're learning all about the Credit Reference Bureau. Am I saying that right?
Bureau.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Okay, bureau. And yeah, just how to make sure you have a good credit score and what you can do when you do have a good credit score.
Right. So as Sony delicately put 20 minutes ago, I did make a mistake about 7 years ago, right? I got a loan. I was like, more money. This is great. I didn't know what was going on. And then one day a woman calls me and says, I'm like default. And so I'm on a list. So how long are you on a default list on for CRB? How long is someone on a default list?
So your record could go to the grave with you.
Oh my gosh.
Or you could pay it off, and from the time you clear it, 5 years is when it's removed from that day to clear it. But if you don't clear it, it remains on your report for life.
Oh, no.
So the motivation is to do what you can to clear any outstanding.
Right. What about a wrongful listing? Because I know a lot of university students might get into a financial situation and then they forget, as we were talking off air, and now they have a wrongful listing. How do you go about that?
So basically, the way you describe it, so there are two things. There's irresponsible borrowing, where you just, because I can, I get it, and then I'm not able to pay. That's just not the right way to go about it. And that's not wrongful listing. You actually did intentionally want to mm-hmm. take the loan and you took it out. However, in the situation where your information has been shared and it's erroneous, you can use a bureau to actually contact the lending institution that reported that information to actually confirm that it's actually correct, and that should be removed within within, you know, a stipulated period. I believe it's 14 days.
Nice.
Okay. I actually want to get a quick question from Caps FM Fanatic. So they want to know if the listing is in, as an individual or as a couple. Like if you're married, is it a shared listing or everybody has their own?
So everyone has their own record. So as I borrow, the contract that you get into with a lender will have an ID number or a company registration number. And that would be the entity or the individual that will be listed.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I love these questions. Keep sending them in on 0701-984-984 or the Fuse 904 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are learning about our credit score. Let's get the news and then back to the Fuse. I've applied. I want to see my credit score. It's time.
Oh,
the time has come.
Congratulations.
So once I see my positive review on my credit score, I do want to know what are some of the benefits of a good credit score as well.
Hey, so one, what's a score?
Mm.
So on, you can imagine after a period of time I've been borrowing, so I'll have very many accounts listed on my profile under my ID. So it becomes very difficult for any lender to be able to determine, am I really good or bad? Or how good or bad am I? Or how good am I really good, for example? Mm-hmm. So what the score does, it's just an algorithm that actually looks through every single credit that you've taken, for how long you've been on credit. There are all sorts of different parameters that it looks like. And it gives a three-digit number that's usually between 200 to up to 1,000, depending on which bureau you're working with. And the higher the number, the lower the risk you are.
Okay.
The lower the number, the lower the higher the risk that you are. Mm. So if I'm low risk, it means that I'm more likely to be accepted for credit by more lenders. So it's easier for me to be able to get access to credit.
Okay.
But more importantly is that the lower your risk, it means that, and remember, the primary job of a bank is to safeguard depositors' funds.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to give funds to anyone who's going to be a high risk.
Yep.
But if you're a low risk and they know that you will pay, it also gives you the opportunity to be able to negotiate for a lower rate
mm-hmm.
on the interest that you're paying, as opposed to someone who is of a higher risk, who would they're likely to default, and then they'll think, look, if the chances of me getting money back from this guy is quite high, I'm unlikely to get it, I'll charge him a higher interest rate so that we can cover that risk.
That makes a lot of sense. And here's the thing, I want a good credit score. So how could I build a good credit score and then maintain it?
So one is responsible borrowing. So you don't want to get into a situation like Anne did and she got a facility just because, you know, it's more money.
Yeah,
yeah.
Know, borrow for a specific purpose and just don't overborrow.
Hmm.
And make sure that you always pay within the credit terms that you have taken that facility.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's also more important and people forget about is that not just repaying your facilities, but it's also important for you to be able to keep track of what is being reported on your credit reports about how you're paying your facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for you to regularly check your report and see, okay, fine, is the information correct? Are my contact details up to date? And so on. And all these small things add up to, you know, to your credit score being better.
Mm.
So other than paying your facilities, keep track of your credit report and make sure that it's up to date.
There are a couple of things I'm seeing on the website I don't understand, like a clearance certificate. What exactly is that?
So a clearance certificate is something that was introduced to give an example, in the States today, if you want to get a rental house, they can go and check your credit score to determine whether you're good for that house or not.
Mm.
So this is something similar but a bit different. So rather than give just anyone out there your credit report and they can see how much you owe or what you're paying, the certificate is just one document that actually outlines, do you have any facility? And if you do, are you paying those facilities well? So it's just almost like a certificate of good conduct. Mm-hmm. I don't need to have the rap sheet of what bad I've done.
Right.
It's just telling me, you know, this guy is good and nothing has been reported.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with a certificate. It's just saying the guy has facilities, but he's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how can individuals keep track of their credit history, the score, their listings, all of that?
So each of the there are three bureaus in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So each bureau has provided ways for which consumers can be able to access these reports. So it's either online, you can go to their websites and there'll be directives how to get that report,
mm-hmm.
or they may have an app where you can actually download that information. the easiest thing to do is just get into, go to one of those websites and subscribe to monitoring. It's usually very affordable. You pay an annual fee, and that would be able to assist you to be able to keep track of your report, so that if there's any change, if anyone accesses your report, because access for your report only permissible if you have given consent.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is accessing your report and you don't know, it's a likely case of fraud.
Yeah.
Because you know where you've applied for credit.
Right.
But, you know, so you need to know, actually, why is someone checking on my report? Once you get the alert, you'd be able to then go back to them and say, why was someone checking my report? And you can keep up on tabs on this.
Yeah.
Because fraud is a reality. There is fraud in the market.
Right.
And also, you could have information reported erroneously to your report. So you don't want to find out about an erroneous listing when you're going to apply for credit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be on top of it as and when it happens.
It's you raise a good point, and we were making off-air this analogy of being on top of your finances the way you would your health. You know, sometimes you don't really want to go see a doctor because you don't necessarily want to hear the bad news. But if you go for your yearly checkups and you go in and just get seen often, you're either A, catching something early and mitigating a further risk later down the line.
Right. I want to get two Capital Fem Fanatics questions, right? So we have like Ruth, who wants to know, does her Kenyan credit score affect her internationally? So if she wants to go, let's say, to the States or Dubai, will her Kenyan credit score affect her?
That's very interesting. So what we've started seeing happening a lot is the advent of blockchain. It's actually enabled people to move around their credit internationally, because that's a platform that allows it. It's secure, and you know that it's genuine, it's not fraud. So if I'm a Kenyan relocating to the States, there are various firms, companies out there that are using blockchain that allow you to transport your credit report to be used in those markets as a starter. So it's now not just within your borders, but it's slowly becoming something that will actually become an international recognized document when you relocate to another territory.
Wow.
And what age do we start seeing our credit score? What age should we start paying attention to our credit score?
When you start borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you were here 7 years ago.
So again, your score is based on how you've repaid your loans in the past. So all we're doing is, it's a character record. So I like referring it to as your credit CV. Who is going to vouch for you and say you're a good repay of facilities? It's your credit report. So as you would update your CV for work, it's the same thing by monitoring it, is actually making sure that your CV, your credit CV, is up to date and it actually reflects the actual situation. Mm-hmm. And there's no erroneous information.
Right.
So it's very important, very affordable, and a good thing to have should you want to be able to access credit.
And last but not least, where are you located as well? Let's say if I have more questions and I just want to have a chat about money and understanding credit score, where are you located?
Where should we go?
So, one, you can go to our website, simple www.creditinfo.co.k, or we are located at the Standard Chartered House building in Westlands, on Westlands Road. 48 Westlands Road.
Perfect.
Amazing.
All right. Thank you so much for coming into studio.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
I can keep this conversation going on and on and on, but it is a Fuse 94, and you want some more music.